Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Atlanta-based Chick-fil-A is no longer giving money to the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. The restaurant chain has been criticized for its donations to those faith-based organizations and others considered by some as anti-LGBTQ. Chick-fil-A says it will donate $9 million next year to three organizations tackling homelessness, hunger, and education. The city of Atlanta is preparing to host some of the most high-profile names in politics, and that means tight security. Democratic presidential candidates are already in town to begin campaigning ahead of the debate Wednesday at Tyler Perry Studios. Former President Barack Obama will also speak at the Green Build Conference the same day. Former DeKalb County Public Safety Director Cedric Alexander says Atlanta is experienced in keeping people safe.
That community, that city, that law enforcement and public safety community has a great deal of experience in managing these type of events that's coming as it relates to the debate.
Candidates are also holding multiple events throughout the city all week, on Wednesday and all this week. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says cigarette smoking hit an all-time low in 2018, but vaping is on the rise, particularly among teens. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
About 16% of adults and 8% of high school students in Georgia smoke cigarettes, but vaping rates and related lung illness are up across the board. Erica Sward with the American Lung Association says people need to stop using all tobacco, and the organization is
urging the Food and Drug Administration to crack down on these quit smoking claims that we're seeing come from e-cigarette companies. They're not true, and it's just making it harder for smokers to quit for good.
The CDC says about 70% of smokers want to quit, and half of those will try to stop smoking in 2020. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.